Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to just bring Jeff in on the conversation here because I very rarely this season have had a chance to say, I told you so.
Wow.
And you know who has reminded me of that? Arthur. You've put me in my place a million times.
I take pride in it, too.
So you do a good job. That's why we have you back every week. You have not failed us in that respect. You've kept me honest. You've kept me humble.
And Coach Tomlin and Bud Dupree have not let me down either.
Absolutely. But I got to throw one back in all of your faces today. Le'Veon Bell, guys. Oh. Come on. You guys were in here saying trade for him again? He was sick and he went out and friggin' bowled before a game.
You think
and
he
everybody
was
there
sick?
Was like, everybody there was like, oh, he's such a great leader and team first guy now. He's never been a problem. If I was on that team, the day he walked back into the locker room this week, they would have needed security, bad back and all, to keep me off of that guy. I'm serious. We're out here busting our fannies. We stink. We're one of the worst teams in football. We're going through, as Tomlin likes to call, the drudgery of the NFL season. And you're calling off sick? And if it's not the flu or the avian bird flu or SARS or whatever that keeps you in bed, smallpox, you're healthy enough to bowl? Dude,
well, that's
that
not
is
a high level of health.
That is
right,
not
right.
Bowl.
That is not a lot. It doesn't take a lot of bowl.
I'm sorry. That is not a team first guy right there. Sorry, you can't be out bowling the night before a game when you've already been declared
you're
out.
Wrong. The non-team first guy is their crap head coach who didn't want him in the first place.
Don't take their money then, Chris.
No,
he's money.
Supposed to take their money because they were the ones offering it. Adam Gase is the real problem there. I think Le'Veon Bell, I mean, who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Who cares? So he went bowling. They had already ruled him out.
So
what's he supposed to do?
You don't think that...
Sit in his house and drink water?
When you're sick, yes. Because everybody else on that team is going to think you should be out there.
But they ruled him out.
But just because you go bowling doesn't mean you're healthy enough to play in a game.
You don't think that's bad optics at all?
How do you know that they didn't? How do you know that they all aren't just lying?
Personally.
He wasn't sick. They knew he wasn't sick. They ruled him out because there's been such unbelievable friction.
So let me get this straight, Chris. If Ben Roethlisberger was declared sick and then he was seen out bowling or playing tennis or something or golf,
no.
You would not hold on.
Tennis is different than bowling.
You would not rip him for that?
If Ben Roethlisberger had a severe case of the flu, like what was reported or whatever.
This is not severe. You're not severe if you're bowling.
But you don't know what stage of it it was, though.
Okay, so by the time he was good enough to go bowl, then he was probably good enough to play the next day.
No, because from a fluid standpoint, your muscles and everything like that, and when you have the flu, all that is affected
by it.
Jeff,
you got to back me up on this.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, of course, we're assuming that the real issue here is that he was quote-unquote sick.
I don't think it was.
That there isn't some suspension that they're hiding over.
Okay, so Chris, why are you defending him then if he played hooky? Just because you don't like the coach?
No, I don't know if he played hooky so much as like there was some sort of dispute between him and the coach, and they said we're making you inactive, and they tried to cook up some ridiculous illness excuse.
But let's not speculate. Let's not speculate because that's what we're doing right now. We're speculating.
That's the whole business of sports talk.
No.
Welcome to sports talk.
I have sympathy for him because he was signed to a deal.
That's sitting a different way.
He was signed to a deal by a GM that immediately got forced out by the head coach, who then didn't want him.
Plenty of guys play for coaches they don't like. The checks
well, the coach
cash
doesn't,
the same
the coach
exact
doesn't give him the ball.
Yeah.
He has gone on record as saying this year, I'm not getting the ball to the degree that I'm used to, and it's hurting me because I'm a guy that's used to touching the football.
And I'm not disputing that, but come on. You're a paid professional.
That was already ruled out. It wasn't like it was going to change.
So then he has a license to go do whatever he wants the night before the game?
But is bowling the same as being at a nightclub?
Yeah, they don't even have confirmation.
I know
there's
probably
drinking.
A nightclub attached. I'm with Andrew on this.
I mean, if you
can't go out, you're
wait a minute. How is
sick.
A nightclub? How would a strip club be any worse if you're sitting down at a strip club? That's less physically exerting.
He could have, but maybe he's not a strip club guy.
Here's what I really want to know.
We've already seen those videos.
How does Le'Veon Bell bowling with the Jets, who are his team, reflect well on the Steelers for not bringing him back?
Because
when he was here,
because
he never did anything
guy.
Like that. How do you know?
You can't say because he's always not a team guy.
He's never been a team guy.
He was a team guy to me when I was with him.
So when he would blow off drug tests and basically harpoon and kill his own career and hurt the team in the process, that wasn't being selfish?
No, that wasn't.
Then what was that?
That's just how he felt about the drug test. Anybody who has to deal with the drug test know that it's a jacked up process, and you hate dealing with it because it's
he got put into the drug process because he got pulled over smoking pot on a very busy
another
street.
Another Bill Belichick
so
thing.
I have no sympathy for him on that.
Hey, I'm not saying I have sympathy for him. I'm simply saying this from my perspective. I don't view that as a non-team first guard. It's no different than when y'all wanted to blow up about the walkthroughs. Oh, my God. He doesn't show up to the walkthrough, but he plays and he contributes like that. What is going on here?
Yeah, but when you miss a drug test, you get suspended. It's black and white. It's not like you can go to the league and say, sorry, I slept in. My phone alarm didn't go off.
All I'm saying is a lot of guys have disputes and issues with these drug tests and the times that they occur. That's all I'm saying.
I just don't know how this makes the Steelers like somehow more right, because when he played for the Steelers outside of the drug test,
he was a beast.
He's a player that brings on drama and distractions, and this team is free of those things and playing well.
Media likes to paint pictures and decide what is
hold on,
drama
you don't think
not.
It's a
who was more of a distraction, the player not under contract last year or the offensive lineman talking about
correct.
His money?
But they absolutely. Would, and Jeff will back me up, they will blame him for that because he didn't clearly communicate to
but
them what his plans
that,
were.
Why
does he owe them that?
That's he doesn't
he
owe
does.
Them that.
He does owe them
no,
that.
He does not. Because if he does, what are they going to do? They're going to run to the media. And now if he has a plan of how he wants to get more money,
Arthur.
Now that's out there.
Don't you think of your boys in that on in that nah. locker room, and you've been that way
money,
for
man.
Years.
When
and
it comes to the money, no. When it comes to the money, that's
you don't owe them a, hey, I'm sitting out for the – or at least giving
talking,
them something.
Because I think guys would respect that. I
know.
Think,
yeah. When you're talking contracts, the offensive line was out of line anyway, speaking but he on
had,
his money.
But he had talked to them. He had talked to them about, I'm going
to
be back. I'm going
to
be back. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
That was initially the plan. And then after that, he's like, no, what? That's not going to be the best course of action.
But wouldn't it have been better if he just would have sent one text
for media,
to those
for
guys?
For media, sure. Would
wouldn't
be.
Have been better for Pouncey and Foster and those guys to get one text from him saying, listen,
for
it's
media,
changed.
For media, sure. For the team, if he's trying to gain leverage in a situation versus the team, why would you tell the two captains
I,
of the
well,
team
I
who are going to go tell the people that you're trying to
because
negotiate
I'm
with?
Because I'm with
that
Jeff on this. I think if he's honest with Pouncey, I think Pouncey appreciates that and doesn't rip him. That's just
it's not about being ripped. It's about trying to get your money in that situation.
But do you think Pouncey would have gone to Rooney and said, hey, I know the inside here. Don't give him his money because he wants
why?
To come back.
Why risk it?
I don't think it's out of
why
the question that he would have.
Because
why
you have friendships.
No. But check this out. And it's no shot at Pouncey or Amon. But all it takes is them having that same conversation in the old line room, which they probably would have with a guy who isn't as close with him, doesn't have the same level of respect for him, who could easily say, well, you know what? I'm going to leak this. I'm going to go tell somebody, because we all have media members that are our friends when you're on the team, right? And they shoot you the text, hey, man, you heard anything about such and such? Hey, off the record, of course. Or I'll keep you
deep
anonymous,
background.
Of course. Right.
Yeah. But and then now, somebody can say sources, Le'Veon right. Bell to report to team, and it's
and
three,
now that throws
it's three layers
off.
Deep.
Anybody right. at this radio station who said that they were going to miss the show the next day and was out till 1:30 in the morning and there was proof that they were out, and I was counting on that person to put on a product, a radio product with them,
but what if they
I would be so
out?
Offended by them.
If they were already ruled out. It was already ruled out that, hey, they're not going to be here for this radio show Tuesday. They cannot go. They're not going to be there.
Because you're making it sound like once you get ruled out in that situation, like you can't get what? Because you say that on Friday, you can't play on Sunday?
So then why'd he say that?
What's that?
Why'd they say he was ruled out then?
Because they thought he was like deathly ill and he wasn't going to get better in 48
man.
Hours.
Stop it.
Right?
You
right.
You don't have
well,
ways.
Well, they didn't want him contaminating the rest of the team.
So they don't correct. Have ways of independently confirming how sick or not sick he is? Or if it's, a contagion thing?
Sure.
The Patriots just flew people down on two
separate
flights.
Yeah.
If they ruled him out officially, the team's message is he is out. And
he's
for gambling purposes, I would imagine the NFL doesn't want him suddenly saying,
showing
I'm
up
good.
On Sunday, yeah.
But they,
because
but
people
every,
are mad.
But it's not like a
what's
mysterious
he
hockey
do?
Injury. It's somebody sick.
So
people can get
sick,
better.
Pony, him out. If he has been ruled out because he might have been contagious, he is no longer contagious and is feeling better. You think it is incumbent on him, if he is a good teammate, to not go to a bowling alley, correct?
Chris, I was in a
answer my question.
No, I think it's a terrible look. I was in a hospital bed 9 hours ago when I'm here.
But you
9
were,
hours
were you,
ago.
Were you ruled out yesterday?
I told my boss I wasn't going to be here.
Did,
yes, I
but
was.
He,
okay.
But
well,
this
congratulations
is,
for you.
Nobody gambles
you know
on
why?
This show.
Because
you're
I
right,
get,
though.
You know why? Because I give a damn. I give a damn about this station.
Absolutely.
You. Le'Veon Bell doesn't give a damn about the Jets. He puts himself
first. They don't give
first.
A damn about
exactly.
him.
Exactly. And that's
either.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So
but
why aren't you ripping
the
team more?
Now it's out in
Why
the
aren't
open.
You ripping yeah. the team more?
What should I rip the team for?
Why aren't you ripping Adam Gase?
Yeah.
Why aren't you ripping the Jets ownership?
I'm not.
Aren't you ripping the
Because they
function?
Gave him $30 million guaranteed. That's why.
That's the thing. He's getting paid $30 million.
So,
okay,
what
that's
you
the
do
market.
If he's still
that's,
not everything they asked? Value. If they told you to sit the bench, if they told you to sit
He has.
If they told you to drive a an economy car, you would do it.
You cannot make that argument based on the money because from a market standpoint, what he demands is different than what me and you demand.
Okay,
so we will never be able to.
This is my. This is the
of,
last.
Okay, how do you handle
this?
That
is the last argument I'll make on this. If this Sunday, if last Sunday were a playoff game, and a Steeler was out on Friday
with the hypothetical.
It is. I want to hear your take. Right. He was sick on Friday and then went out Saturday night. Are you guys telling me
he already ruled out? Yes or no?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
You guys are telling me you would not rip him.
He was already ruled out.
What am I supposed
to do? And he went bowling.
Say,
he wasn't
hey,
a nightclub.
Bowling.
He went bowling.
Bowl of 300, Jerome.
He went bowling.
What go is ahead. Him? Okay.
He went bowling.
Hold on. Very, very quickly. The team knows he is ruled out, Andrew. What does him going bowling versus him sitting on his ass going on Twitter or Instagram?
How does it have a difference?
If he was at the music studio and he'd been ruled out and he's like, you know what? I'm going to make some new beats because Le'Veon Bell's an aspiring rapper.
Or going on a gaming binge and playing Call of Duty all night. Because he's putting something above his career
Andrew,
in the team.
What's he supposed to do then in your mind? What
if
is
he's
acceptable?
So sick, he should be in bed. That's
why?
Right.
And if
why?
He's, and if he's feeling better, why not show up and be on the sidelines?
What does that
what's
do
the
for
difference,
the team?
Though? How does
because
that help?
That could show that you're part of the team
but
and not just do, one
but
guy.
How, but how does that help the product on the field? Does it help? Yes
Man,
or no?
If it's a big game and it you're a team help. Player and you're sick, like you literally have to get taken, ripped off the field and put in
I
a
find
straight
it,
jacket.
I find it borderline farcical so, that you're questioning whether he's a team player when
he's
he
not.
Carried them through the Kansas City playoff game, was right. already hurt going into the New England
and
game and tried to gut it out.
Him, and people bashed him even for doing that. Oh, man, here he goes. He's hurt again. Oh, man, why would he come out here?
Didn't show up for the walkthrough, but no, was one of the few Steelers who showed up on game day against the Jaguars in that playoff game.
We're not saying he wasn't a team player then. We're saying he's not a team
so
player right now and wasn't a team player at the end of his Steeler career.
I'm going to defend him for that contract thing
that.
Until the day I die. I think people that are reaching into his pockets are way out of line.
No
I think
question.
It's pathetic, actually.
And I feel like
especially
you,
from
if
his
you
teammates.
Ask, if
so
you
think Pouncey's pathetic
round,
then?
I think Pouncey's words, I think Ramon.
I just asking.
I think it was Pouncey just went out and kicked his ass for being a lousy friend and teammate.
Why are we holding up Marquise Pouncey as the paragon of virtue? This is a guy who wore a free Hernandez hat long after everybody knew what he had done.
But he would have his teammates back.
He always has his teammates back, without a doubt.
Sometimes that's a bad thing. Or when you have your friends back and your friends
right.
are terrible people.
Jeff, thank you. I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
That sounds about right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.